by way of any doorway under an illuminated exit sign. That will take you in the corridor. There will be a further illuminated exit sign that will take you outside to safety. In terms of petitioners appearing before the board, if anyone here presenting to the board is a family, financial, or business relationship with any member of the board, it is incumbent upon that person to make the relationship known under state law and the town code of ethics. We have a few ministerial items addressing minutes. We have essentially three kinds of things going to happen at this meeting. The first, we're going to have a couple of public hearings. We're going to have what we call regular business, and then we're going to have a concept review. So because of our posting in the newspaper, with the public hearings beginning at 7, we're kind of obligated to start those. We have a format for public hearings, and that format is that prior to each hearing, the developer has an opportunity of up to 10 minutes to address the project and answer in advance any kinds of questions that people in the audience may have. They're not necessarily required to use the full 10 minutes, and the board has a period after the developer speaks to ask questions, which is not time limited. At that point, we would turn to public input. Folks here with an interest in a particular project would be asked to speak either for or against. There is no option for questions. So if you have a question, you would have to phrase that under speaking for the project or speaking against. By vote, we would close the public hearing. We would have the petitioner come forward. The planning board would ask any kinds of final questions, and then depending on the outcome of the hearing and material that we have already gotten, and then we hear at the meeting from the developer, we might take an action, we may not. So we'll begin. Our first public hearing is related to Planning Board File 2024, which is Bruce Drive as a proposal for a one-lot subdivision. Is there someone here who is appearing on behalf of that project? Can you come up and tell us a little bit about what you're looking at? So we know we've spoken with you before, but bring us up to date.
Good evening. Can everybody hear me? Thank you. My name is Dean Velo. This is my wife, Michelle. As previously mentioned, we're looking to build a home for our son, who is 22 years old, and make sure that all of his cares are taken care of once we are gone, if you will. And from my understanding, things are progressing quite well, thanks to the town's engineers, our builders, and the Army Corps of Engineers. And we're just looking forward to continuing this process.
Thank you for your brevity. Any questions from members of the board?
No questions.
I have no questions.
At this point, we would now move to the public input portion of the hearing. It would be good if someone has public input to have access to the microphone so they can speak. And I'm going to begin by asking for folks who want to speak in favor. So I'm guessing as long as you're sitting there, you may want to tell the written and recorded record who you are and where you're from and express your support.
My name is Dean Velo. I currently reside with my wife, Michelle, and in Depew at 198 Burkhart. We are very much in favor of relocating to the town of Orchard Park on Bruce Drive.
My name is Jordan Schneider with Corinthian Homes. I am in favor of the project supporting my clients.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor?
I'm Michelle Taylor. I'm from New York, and I'm in favor.
Thank you.
Phil.
I'm definitely in favor of this man building a house on the property that he selects, for sure.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? For a second call, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? For a third and final call, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak against? Is there anyone who would like to speak against?
I don't really have anything against you or your son.
Ma'am. I'm sorry, could you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Costa, 20 Blackwood Lane. And my mom is Dorothy McPeak, and she owns the land. And I have, she's 97 years old, and I have power of attorney. So that's why I'm here. And we just want to know, you said something about the Army Corps of Engineers. I called yesterday, they didn't know anything about it.
No, if you want to speak in favor or against,
no,
you're speaking
against.
But no questions to him. Speak to the
okay, but I don't want to be disrespectful to the board or to Mr. Dallo. I just want to know, did you contact the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers?
We have your input, and at this point, we're going to ask for anyone else who would like to speak in
sure.
Our to address your question. But not at this exact moment in time. Is there anyone else who would like to speak against? Is there anyone else who would like to speak against? For a third and final call, is there anyone who would like to speak against? Is there a motion to close the...
I make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Second. Motion second to close the public hearing. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Public hearing is closed. The issue, you're a town engineer.
Yes.
Can you tell us what the situation is there?
The applicant's architect, Mr. Snyder, did contact the Army Corps engineer and provided correspondence that they would be having evidence and not the evidence for the project presented to them, they are not involved. And they have no concern for their driveway and the associated culvert. They provided that in writing.
So they have it writing from the Corps of Engineers?
Yeah.
That they reviewed it?
Yeah, that was one of the criteria in our last review. Yeah. They would provide that.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll make a motion when you're ready. Regarding Planning Board Subdivision File 13-24, I move to grant the final plat plan approval for this 1.19 plus or minus acre vacant land, one lot subdivision zoned R1, based on the submitted plans received on 8/29/24 with the following conditions. All public notices have been filed. This is an unlisted C-Court action based on the submitted short EAF Part 1 and the negative declaration was made on 8/8/24. Pre-application findings were made by the Planning Board on 5/16/24. Preliminary plat plan approval was granted on 8/8/24. Public hearing and subdivision development fees have been paid. Recreation fees in accordance with section 144-70E of the town code shall be paid. One street tree per the conservation board street tree plans shall be provided on the lot per section 120-3F of the town code. Town engineering final plat plan approval has been granted on 9/12/2024.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. By the way, ma'am, your concerns were addressed by order.
Yes, thank you.
In writing. Okay, all in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. All the ayes are heard. Congratulations. Motion is carried. For what we've done. Thank you all for your time. Our second public hearing is Webster Road, west of North Pupper Road. A proposed five-lot subdivision, currently zoned R3. The applicant is seeking planning board preliminary plat approval and preliminary pre-application findings were made on May 24.
Thank you.
If you can give us a quick overview.
Sure. They have a location map, but as Chris Woodward, Kermian Wood Design, the engineer for the project, the site's located on the south side of Webster Road, just to the west of North Buffalo Road. It's about 1.7 acres, zoned R3. We're asking for five single-family home lots. The minimum required area is 14,500 square feet. We have 14,993, which exceeds the requirement. Also, 100 feet of frontage is required. We have a little bit over 103 feet on each lot. The road front lots, so no new water, no sewer, no new sewer. All the sewer mains and water mains are there, gas mains there, electric is there. We do have to install some backyard drainage as part of the project. Other than that, it's pretty straightforward. We've been here a couple times for this property. I think the town's desire was to have these single-family lots as opposed to what we previously proposed. So I think this is a good fit for the neighborhood.
I think there was an issue with putting the dwelling in terms of the
land. Yeah, we had,
I can see you changing that.
We had duplexes once, we had a commercial building once, we had a parking lot once, now we have single-family ones.
This is the final one.
More questions?
Do you know if the intent is to build on these lots?
Yeah.
And will all five of those homes be going on at the same time, approximately?
My understanding is there's one home builder that has all five lots. They have a buyer for three of them, and they've sold two to another home builder, so I think that's going to get built out pretty quick.
Okay, and then you may not have the answer to that question, but as far as the appearance and aesthetics, they all be cookie cutter the same five in a row, or?
The builder wouldn't allow a pretty exact, the one builder has three lots, that's the home fit to the other lot, so they're not going to build the exact same houses.
Okay. Good enough.
I don't have any questions.
No further questions.
No questions. Okay. So at this point, we'll move to the public input portion of the public hearing. And I will ask anyone who would like to speak in favor of the project to come forward.
First of all, I'd speak in favor of the project.
Anyone else wishing to speak in favor?
Thank you, Joe Liberti, in favor of the project. The only recommendation I would propose, since we are going to single family home, and it's probably in the best interest of the town, is to zone it R1. And I don't want to slow up the process.
Not big one. Not big one. Thanks. Very
okay, never mind. Okay. I thought you were going single, so.
They are, it's R3.
Yeah.
They comply with R3, but R1 may be
too small. Too small, okay.
Can we do R1
That whole area is R3, and more to the west is R2, so it appears it would be spot zoning.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't want.
Change to R1 in that location.
But also, the width of the overall property would not permit five lots.
Right.
Because R1, for new voting, the new code, it's 120 foot width. There are 103 change. They more than exceed what is required for R3, which is that is for adults, it's residential.
And there's no issue with putting a single family home?
No, no, that's permitted in R3.
I'm good with R3.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor? For a final call, is there anyone who would like to speak in favor? There being none, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? For a second call, speak in opposition. For a third and final call, speak in opposition. Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion to second to close the public hearing. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay. Only ayes are heard. Public hearing is closed. I guess we now go to the kind of final portion, and I'll ask both our board members and our consultants if there are any outstanding concerns on this property.
Engineering has to provide granted preliminary.
Any building issues, any code issues, or?
Not currently, as it's presented.
Mr. Bailey, so you don't feel left out, are there any legal issues?
I understand of building a casino for this site with a bar.
That's fine. I don't have any.
No.
I don't have any.
Would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Regarding planning board subdivision file 20-24, I move to grant preliminary plan approval to this 1.7 plus or minus acreage vacant land five lot subdivision zone R3 based on the submitted preliminary plan and survey received 4/30/2024 with the following conditions. All public notices have been filed. This is an unlisted CEQA action based upon the submitted short EAF plan or part one, and a negative declaration is hereby made on 9/12/24. Pre-application findings were made on 8/8/24. Public hearing and subdivision development fees have been paid prior to the final plat plan approval. Recreation fees in accordance with section 144-70E of the town code have been paid. One street tree per conservation board street tree plan shall be provided on each lot per section 120-3F of the town code. Town engineering preliminary plan approval has been granted on 9/12/24.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the question? There being none, all in favor of the motion, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay. There are only ayes heard.
Thank you.
Motion is carried. Go ahead. In some ways, I think people feel more comfortable with the family.
I'm good with that. One question I have.
Don't make it a tough.
There's a few. Yes or no? given that there was nobody to speak against the public hearing, we'll wait for the final public hearing.
That would be a decision that the board would make. Is there anyone on the board who would?
Given that the lot are sold technically, but they can't take any money for the bond
house or anything until the map cover files the camper until final approval. I'd ask that you consider final approval tonight potentially, given that it's been around since April.
Okay. I guess at this point, there's no motion to pay to the public hearing or the I hear none.
All right. So if we don't do that, can we schedule a public hearing, final public hearing for next meeting?
That would go to our planning office.
Right. It's on you have to authorize it, don't you?
I would.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. We have one additional public hearing. And that is Planning Board File 2324-6293 Webster Road, located on the south side of Webster. And this is a plan for a one lot subdivision. And folks are looking for preliminary approval. Application, pre-application findings were made on 7/11/24. Two variances were granted for front and side setbacks on 820. And I would ask who is
meeting everyone. This is Attorney Matthew Law for myself here. I'm here with Caitlin Snyder tonight. We are coming to you after a very long journey. So we bought this property, not we, but Caitlin Snyder bought this property back in 2001. At the time of purchase, it was underwear just because of change personnel, I guess was the comment, that the lot actually was created illegally back in 2013. So we bought the lot itself. It already had an owned SBL. At the time of going down to get the permit, we were made aware of some other issues with the property, but we had to go to the DEC to get a permit to build on the lot itself because we were in the wetlands. So we got the permit approval. We were excited. We went down again to get a building permit. And at that time, they told us, oh, sorry, we got this letter here. You know, we need a minor subdivision to move forward with it. So we filed the application for that. And then at that time, it was also noticed that we needed some setback variance. So we had to go through the ZBA first, got the approval for the setback variance, front and side. And now we're hopeful that this is our last step in the leg of our journey to build on this piece of property.
Any questions?
No questions.
Is engineering town?
Has preliminary and final engineering approval.
At this point, we're going to call for public input. And again, I'll ask if there is anyone who would like to speak in favor of the project.
I guess that would be my house. I would like to speak in favor of the project. I had, like as Matt mentioned, bought the property back in 2021, started to break ground, or went to initially build the house in 2022, got everything all settled with the DEC. It's just been 3 years of craziness. And we're finally at the light at the end of the tunnel, so I'm just looking forward to my future living in Orchard Park.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor?
As an attorney, I speak in favor as well. She has hopeful intentions to break ground in the next week or so.
Okay. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor? For a second call, is there anyone who would like to speak in favor? For a third and final call, is there anyone who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak against? For a second call, is there anyone who would like to speak against? For a third and final call, is there anyone who would like to speak against? Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Motion to second to close the public hearing. All in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I guess you already gave your input.
Yeah.
Regarding Planning Board Subdivision File 23-24, I move to grant preliminary plan approval to this 0.475 plus or minus acre vacant land one lot subdivision zoned R3 based on the submitted preliminary plan and survey received 6/28/2024 with the following conditions. Number one, all public notices have been filed. Two, this is an unlisted seeker action based on the submitted short EAF Part 1, and a negative declaration is hereby made on 9/12/2024. Three, pre-application findings were made on 7/11/24. Four, public hearing and subdivision development fees have been paid prior to final plan approval. Five, recreation fees in accordance with Section 144-70E of the Town Code have been paid. Six, one street tree per the Conservation Board street tree plan shall be provided on each lot per Section 120-3F of the Town Code. Finally, seven, town engineering preliminary plan approval has been granted on 9/12/2024.
I move to approve that.
Okay, the second. Okay, second. Good. Motion second. Any discussion on the question? There being none, all in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay. Your project has preliminary approval. Given Mr. Ostrander's comment, is there a further motion?
A motion regarding Planning Board Subdivision File 23-2024, I move to waive the final plan public hearing.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Motion second to waive the final public hearing. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
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 Opposed by saying nay. All the ayes are heard. Final plan public hearing is waived. Is there any further action?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion regarding Planning Board Subdivision 23-24. I move to grant final plan approval. This 0.475 plus or minus acres of vacant land, one lot subdivision zone R3 based on the submitted plans received 6/28/24 with the following conditions. One, all public notices have been filed. Two, this is an unlisted seeker action based on the submitted short EAF Part 1 and a negative declaration made on 9/12/24. Three, pre-application findings were made by the Planning Board on 7/11/24. Four, preliminary plan approval was granted on 9/12/24. Five, public hearing and subdivision development fees have been paid. Six, recreation fees in accordance with Section 144-70E of the Town Code have been paid. Seven, one street tree per the Conservation Board street tree plan shall be provided on the lot per Section 120-3F of the Town Code. Town engineering final plan approval has been granted on
9/12/24.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. All the ayes are heard. Motion is carried. Congratulations. You can get your work started.
Right. Your journey has come to an end.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I think one thing, especially as the folks here who look like students, one of the reasons why we're sometimes able to deal with projects very quickly is that behind the scenes of this board, we have an excellent engineering department that does extremely thorough work, does superb preparation, making contacts with all the appropriate outside agency. We have a very thorough building inspector's office, and this way we know everything is properly zoned and properly in place. We have a wise and conscientious legal department. Beyond that, we have our planning department. Essentially, basically, as something comes forward, we're sort of the last link in the chain of a team effort. So, that being said, We will move on to the second portion of our meeting, which is regular business. And the first item under regular business is relative to the town. Typically, the town board, when it makes important decisions, refers those to the planning board for input and recommendations. And with the very, very, you know, significant developments relative to the construction of the stadium and what impact that might have on our town, the town board is considering a process of rezoning and has asked planning to offer some input. At this point, that process, I believe, in its initial stages, but there's someone here to speak a little bit about it from the town board, and we should talk about what input has come from other agencies and where folks are now. And this is Councilman Jellinger.
Thank you, Chairman. Can everybody hear me? We've got a light presentation tonight just to go over the proposed DR2 zone. This is informational only. So there are three zones in Orchard Park that we're proposing, and these zones are to attract commercial business primarily, and it's very specific, it's very strategic. So it's pinpointed toward restaurants, boutique shops, a hotel, and it's going to mimic part of the B2 zone, but there are some exclusions to it. So Shannon, can you get into the first area? So the first area, I'm going to start from the bottom. You see this purple area? That is the stadium. So I'm going to run from east to west, and then north to south. So east is the creek, and west is ECC. And then south is 20A, and north is 20. It's about 600 acres, this parcel. This parcel today is zoned, it's got multiple zones in it today. So primarily R4, which is residential, and 2, and then we also have B2 as well, which is very little in that area. Get very specific on some of the things that we're trying to attract to the town. Like I said, we're trying to attract meeting and drinking establishments, specialty food shops, farmers markets, bakeries, mixed-use buildings, hotel, like I said, and I'll reiterate, we're going to try to mimic the B2 with some exceptions. That's pretty much the overall on that area. The area on top is right across from Target, so it's the Amelia Drive area, and it will butt up to Benson. And then the third area, I'll go over. This is Mile Strip and Southwestern are let's see here. So Mile Strip is, it's coming down this way, and then you've got Southwestern coming up that way, and then it's going to run just before Lake Avenue, and it'll butt up to Sterling Park. So today, that is industrial and B1, and we're proposing it to go to DR-2 with the same elements. The hotel story, we're looking at a five-story hotel. That's the maximum. Doesn't mean it has to be a five-story hotel. I've been to cities where there's two stories. The first story is, they call it a multiplex. where you have various restaurants in there, and then on the top floor, the second floor, is a hotel. So it's not so obtrusive. We're not looking to put a hotel straight up in the air. That's not the goal here for the town. And then for mixed use, we're looking at up to three stories, where we're looking at commercial and then residential up top. So we've had the Economic Development Committee take a look at this. We've had the chamber. We've had one public input so far. We do have another public input. It's going to be at Wings next Thursday at 6:30. Or 6 o'clock, sorry. I always get it mixed up. 6 o'clock. That's going to be published in the Bee today. It should be out today. So, what else can I touch on? So this zone is DR2. It doesn't mean that stuff's going to pop up in 24 hours. We're just trying to get ahead of the curve. I know Hamburg, they have reached out to us, so we're going to partner up with them, and they've received some grant money. We've received some grant money, and we're going to get a professional to take a look at these zones to ensure that they're properly zoned. So this is just preliminary.
Okay. Good. Okay.
At what point? I know you mentioned at least the public hearing at Wings. I know I was here for your public session about a week ago. Are there going to be more?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So we did have our first one last week and a half ago, and we had about, I would say about 50 to 80 questions. There was about 100, a little over 100 people that attended. We're going to post those questions online. Right now, you'll be able to see these maps online on the town website. And then we will post those on there as well. So the next one is, like I said, next week. There is a public hearing on October 2nd. That doesn't mean that we're going to vote on it yet. We're just going to have another public hearing because we are getting a lot of input and it's important to us.
If I could ask one more question. Potentially, I mean, we've all lived with the state for a long time and all the inconveniences, yet at the same time, the opportunities at place, but in terms of overall benefit to the town.
Yeah, so the benefit to the town, it's primarily from a tax revenue perspective and, keeping our families here in Orchard Park instead of going out to, a different village or a different town to go, to go eat. You can only eat at one place so much in Orchard Park. I mean, I think we need a little variety here. That's all. Right?
Well said.
No other comments other than just the concern of whoever's doing the consulting that they're looking close at concentration so that we can obviously maximize the benefit to the town, right?
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Alex.
Just a couple of comments, too. So from what you said, you put online eventually with the FAQs, I know you mentioned or discussed before, any other similar cities that we looked at or that we've taken a look at?
Great question. So a couple cities, so Lambeau Field, I know Philadelphia doesn't look, they're massive, they're way too big for us, but we've looked at that. Foxborough, Pittsburgh, and what we've tried to look at is the MAS. So the MAS to a similar size city as Orchard Park, there's a expanded ratio that goes out, and we try to build on something that was very similar. So if you go to any stadium around the country, you're going to see there's a hotel there, there's a restaurant nearby, and we do have a couple of those here. But the threshold is it's just not there. I think one or two more. I think we can use a variety here. Yeah, thank you.
And I guess the last very brief thing. So it'd be formerly annexed, I'm familiar with maybe most residents for Carpenter, but is there any way that you can put, or someone can put, landmark references so that if you look at this image, you know that this is in the general vicinity of the car dealerships? Or on the previous slide, you know, close to where we had talked about that Walmart proposal.
Yep. So if you go around and you can go to these sites, there's postings.
Okay.
There's a posting board that depicts the area.
Perfect. Okay.
The stadium is a little difficult because it is quite large. Like I said, it's over about 600 acres, but the one across from Target, it does have, well, it did have, I think Tom was going to put that back up. And then the one by Southwestern and Mile Strip, there's a sign there as well.
Perfect.
Yeah. So.
Apologies for my unfamiliarity.
No, you're good.
And as you develop a plan, finalize it, the board puts it together, I presume, since this is going to be the board decision on rezoning, you folks will be holding the public hearing.
right, exactly. Thank you. Well, thanks for your time, I appreciate it.
Now, with the referral for an indication from this board on whether we view this as a good step to go forward or not, while we are not actually making a decision on the project, but is there a motion on that?
I'll make the motion. Regarding the Town Board of Orchard Park's proposal to create a new zoning designation to be known as Development and Research 2, DR-2, I move to recommend the Town Board move ahead the planning and establishment of a proposal for DR2 area established on the following. The rezoning supports the Town Comprehensive Plan goal to encourage the expansion of business and industrial uses such as research and development. The rezoning supports the Economic Development Committee's strategic plan goal to improve Orchard Park's draw as a tourist destination.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the question? There being none, those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those in opposition, please indicate so by saying nay. There being only ayes heard, no nays. Thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
Good luck as you move on.
Thank you.
Our next item. Oh, like to talk. Our next item is a pre-application finding, which is basically a very simple kind of thing where the board looks at whether property that's being proposed for development is actually owned by the person looking to develop it. Does it have access to transportation? You know, essentially, before the board would even consider anything, it has to see that the proposed project would meet certain kinds of, you know, minimally adequate criteria in terms of ownership and accessibility. Structure is one thing. Availability of utilities, you know, water, electric, gas. And our second item is Planning Board File 3024 on Bayham Road. It's located on the south side of Bayham Road. Is there someone here representing that project?
Yes, I am.
Sure.
Come on up. I'm Jim Atkins, and I'm the owner and president of Bayham Road Farm Corporation.
Okay. And I guess you put in an application, and I'm going to tell us a little bit about your project, and we're going to check it to make sure that everything has been, you know, kind of put in place, all the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
think we'll refer to our engineering, our funding people.
Sure. I own a farm on Bain Road. It's about 89 acres. And I would like to cut off conforming lots on the existing frontage. I had those looked at by Nussbaumer and Clark, and they've surveyed them out. I was going to actually just give them to my sons to build houses on. And there's two right-of-ways going back to the back where I can build a house eventually, okay? But there's four lots. One of my son already lives on part of the farm. So there'd be five lots in total.
Let me just check with Evan and Tom. Natalie are pretty up.
So engineering is not involved at this level.
Okay.
But it appears that all the information has been provided to you.
Yep, all the information is there for pre-app. And then
accurate?
It is accurate.
Mm-hmm. Are there any questions from members of the board?
At the five lot subdivision, what size lots are these going to be?
Well, they're conforming as you know, my architect, Jim Bamel, would say they're 54,500 feet or whatever it might be. They're on the lot plan that's on there. There's a lot plan in my stuff. I'm an accountant, I'm not a surveyor, so they're conforming lots, though, as I know. They're 160 at least frontage and at least 350 back.
Well, that answers my question.
Yeah, they were surveyed out. There's 934 on the whole front of them.
Thank you.
No problem.
Is there a motion on pre-app?
Sure. Regarding planning board subdivision file 30/2024, the following pre-application findings are made based on the submitted site plan received 8/02/2024 and applicant's detailed total acreage is 86.73 plus or minus acres. Desired zoning classification is A1 zone. The number of possible stages of completion is 1. The applicant's position with respect to title is owner. 1. All public notices have been filed. 2. The zoning will remain as is. 3. Access to surrounding properties is through Bay Road. 4. Recreational fees will be provided in accordance with section 144-70E of the town code and shall be paid or provided prior to the final plat plan public hearing. 5. Subdivision development fees per section 144-7D of the town code shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing. 6. Public hearing fees shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing.
I second that.
Motion and second. Any discussion on the question? Okay, there being none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. All the ayes are heard. In terms of where you alluded to going to family members and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we, as you can see from other parts of the meeting, have that thing here at the current office. And that's basically a good thing.
Yeah.
But better than.
So basically, you know, in the back, and you kind of play back there, and then I want to have my kids involved. That's it.
Wonderful idea.
Regarding planning board subdivision file 30-2024, I move to set a preliminary plat plan public hearing when the chairman deems it appropriate.
Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Motion and second. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. All the ayes are heard. Good luck with your budget.
Thank you very much. Have a great time.
I assume you're getting the dollar value for those lots.
No.
I don't think so.
But that's okay.
We'll leave you mowing your lawn.
I have a lot. 6.
Have a good day, Sean.
Thank
you. You take care. We have a similar pre-app project on Miles Strip Road, and is there anyone here representing that project?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant was not available tonight, but it's an administrative.
Can you give us what public meeting is like around through that?
Yeah, I will. I will say it's a little bit of an odd layout, but it was checked over carefully by building and legal, and not only is it conforming, but for better or for worse, it is allowable. There's a little bit, because we have a piece of code that says there cannot be two flag lots next to each other. The applicant has run a small sliver of land between the two, which does meet code and it satisfies legal. So that is the deal with that. Of course, you guys will have more scrutiny during preliminary.
But it technically meets.
It does.
Is there a motion?
Make a motion. Regarding Planning Board Subdivision File 26-2024, the following pre-application findings are made based on the submitted site plan received 7-16-2024, and the applicant has detailed. The total acreage is 4.94 plus or minus acres. The desired zoning classification is R2 zone. Number of possible stages of completion is 1. Applicant's position with respect to the title is owner. All public notices have been filed. 2, the zoning will remain as is. 3, access to surrounding properties is through Miles Strip Road. 4, recreation fees will be provided in accordance with section 144-70E of the town code and shall be paid or provided prior to the final plat plan public hearing. 5, subdivision development fees per section 144-70D of the town code shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing. 6, public hearing fees shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing.
I second that.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion on the question? There being none, those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, please say nay. Only ayes are heard. Pre-application findings are accepted.
Regarding planning for subdivision file 26-2024, I move to set a preliminary plan public hearing when the chairman deems it appropriate.
Second.
Motion and second. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, I can't move for me to set it, but I can't vote on it. Okay, we have the ayes. Are there any nays? Okay, there are none. I guess that is the board decision, and the proper material is submitted for preliminary. We'll go ahead. Our next item is the Wayland Brewery, and Mr. Byatt is recusing himself.
Yes, I recuse myself, Mr. Chairman.
Is there someone here representing the Wayland Brewery? Okay.
I didn't hear from the applicant that they weren't attending and they were notified.
So. Pardon?
I didn't hear that they weren't attending, so I'm surprised.
I suspect it's a minor matter, but I think our general policies, we'd like the petitioner to be here.
Yeah.
So I think that will call for us to table.
Yeah.
So I'll make that motion to table in the absence of the appearance of the petitioner.
Mr. Chairman, it's actually just to make a motion to adjourn. Because if nothing happens within 60 days, it's
automatic.
Okay.
I will then move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And I recuse.
We are now
Mr. Chairman, a quick note on this one. There was just a typo on the agenda. It's 14,400 square feet, not 11,000 square feet. Just, okay. Just for the record, for the minutes.
All right, 14,400.
Yeah.
That's
what's in here. 14,400. Okay. Ready? So we're proposing, again, the 14,400 square foot flex pipe warehouse building. We were here maybe a year ago for a smaller cold storage warehouse building on a site that's just to the south of Wings. That building we were here about a year ago for had been constructed. This would kind of be a sister building. The difference between that one and this one, will have water, sewer, gas, electric. The other one was just strictly cold storage. We have been to Conservation Board. We did get the Conservation Board approval back in January, actually. The owns our property is about 11.8 acres. It's only industrial. I think most people are familiar with it. The back, I believe they store cars for Western, I believe. So this one's going to be parallel to California Road, so it'll provide a little bit of screening from what goes on behind it. On the landscape plan, you can see we did add some plantings along there. We did relocate their driveway also, which used to be in the middle of the parcel. We're going to move it down to the south end of the parcel, generally across from Ellis Road. I don't know about the people across the street, which you know, their houses won't line up directly with the old driveway longer. And where that driveway was, we are going to put some plantings in there to reestablish the woods that is along that road. Anybody have any questions? We can answer them. The appearance of the building will be the same as what's currently on there.
For both sides of the building?
Probably about 20 feet at most.
Okay. Well, how about influx of traffic? Or scrub things and primarily the guys that are working there? Or normal business hours?
Normal business hours, I mean, this is typical of a bunch of them we've done where they're going to rent out the individual bays to contractor-type users, plumbers, landscapers. So they'll come in the morning, most likely, and go out to a job site and then come back in the afternoon. I don't believe they'll be actually working in the building.
Right. Yeah, just kind of a question. You know, you mentioned putting up some plant things and stuff like that. That would be nice if you know, there could be some greenery sort of.
Yeah, okay. So, if you're familiar with it, there's woods that go along the road, right? Here's where the old driveway used to be. We're going to relocate it down here across from Ellis. We're going to add trees in here to fill in the gap where the old driveway was. And then we're going to provide some foundation plantings along the back, in this case, the back side of the building that faces the road.
Are you going to try and conserve the existing basic foliage?
Yeah, everything in this area will remain, and again in this area also. When we did this building, we kept everything in between there and the road. Okay. So it'll be a similar.
I believe you folks have kind of. I have reached the point where you have engineering approval. I'll check with Todd.
Yeah, full engineering approval.
So, will someone make a motion on this recommendation?
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman. Grant Planning Board File 38-23. I move to recommend that the Town Board approve the tenant site plan and authorize a building permit to construct a 14,400 square foot building per the plans received on 5/8/2024 based on the following conditions and stipulations. 1, all public notices have been filed. 2, this is an unlisted action based on a short EAF submitted on 12/6/24 and negative declarations made. 3, the site plan is limited to those pictures and poles indicated on the approved site plan. Light fixtures shall have flat lenses and all lighting to be directed downward toward the site. 4, no outside storage or display is permitted. 5, landscape plan received 12/22/2023 was approved by the Conservation Board with a greater than 20% green space. In accordance with section 144C1A2, a check A certified check amounting to 50% of the $7,390 landscaping estimate value shall be deposited in the town clerk for an amount of $3,695. Any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with section 144-25 of the town code. 7. The applicant is to provide the town or park assessor with an independent appraisal for the complete project by a certified commercial appraiser. Repeat town engineering approval is granted on 9/12/2024.
I second.
Motion and second. Any discussions on the question? There being none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, say nay. All the ayes are heard. We finally got it done.
Thank you.
Take care.
On the next item, repeat my recommendation to just say yes. The only reason this motion is here is because the assessor needs some direction on keeping your tax maps straight. Nothing wrong with engineering or zoning planning.
Does the proposed material have to be read into the record?
Just the motion. That's what he's looking for. And Mr. Rostrand points out to me that the second one is the zoning map should be correct. In the second line where it says zoning map, it should say tax map.
If you're not amending the zoning, it's the tax map for the purpose of all the tax assessments.
So essentially, just this should be read.
That's correct. We're happy and the lights will go on in the Western World.
Okay. I guess for the purpose of protocol, we would ask whoever is appearing for the project.
Mr. Chairman, again, you don't need to do that.
You do not need to do that.
This is an administrative issue or just an internal thing, and I'm not sure that every tax receiver would require this.
Okay.
On that recommendation, can I read this motion, Mr. Chair?
Please.
Whereas I move to forgive the original division of 172.00-2-1.1 and approve the amendment of the tax map to allow the moving of three sublots identified as 172.00-2-1.21, 172.00-2.1.221, and 172.00-2-1.4, 55 feet to the west. This amendment for the town assessor divides the parcel, the parent parcel into its maximum number, and whereas nothing about these lots has changed other than their relocation if they comply with engineering requirements, town of Orchard Park zoning requirements, and any and all other planning departments, rules, and or regulations, and whereas property owner wishes to merge 172.00-2-1.14.41, excuse me, and 172.00.2-1.31, I move to grant approval of this merger, and whereas the property owner wishes to merge 172.00-2-1.11 and 172.00-2-1.42, I move to grant approval of this merger, and whereas this approval is contingent upon the petitioner paying any and all fees due to the town associated with the original division and subsequent partners.
I second. In view of the council's advice, all in favor, please say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
We have no last item.
Thank you.
For you. This is a common drive. And is there someone here representing that project? So I'm sorry you had to wait so long. At least you got a good picture of what's going on, don't you?
Hi, I'm Ray Murphy with Fontenese Folks Auto and Architects, the architecture firm representing the project for Eaton Mission Systems.
If you could kind of make sure that I go there.
And
CBRE Project Representative Brittany.
Give us a notion of what you're proposing, and at this point, we will make no decisions on the concept. How big is your building going to be? What kind of, I know it's going to be an addition, would it be additional people being employed there? There might be some question on street access.
Sure. Eaton is looking at doing about 49,500 square foot addition to more of their existing facility. This is to add warehousing capacity as well as assembly and test capacity for their operations. They're currently doing some warehousing on 10th Center Drive. So this would allow them to consolidate and be doing all of that out of one location. Or is looking for input on our mission on number of employees and jobs being created. I'll have to defer to Eric Kent here, who's with Eaton. Don't want to put them stuff in here, but.
Yeah, if we get a proposal, I'm about, I think, 60 employees that we're trying to add quite a few immediately, and then it goes up in numbers over the years as the production continues to ramp up on some programs. As indicated, we're trying to take care of business at a building we're leasing or renting space from. It's not very efficient. Now being part of Eaton, it affords us the ability to potentially lose that work here at Hunter Park and send it to other places. We're trying to prevent that by adding on to our building, keeping all that work to the Hunter Park and people here employed at Hunter Park. So, our plans to add 2,000 square feet. Majority of it will be for assembly and test, as Ray indicated, but we will have to make some of that space available for warehousing, stockroom warehousing, just to replace what we will eventually lose over until Sunday when we stop leasing that area. I talk about getting over to California Drive?
Yeah, so the concept plan as submitted does indicate a access drive to California Road, and that's twofold for Eaton. That's to have direct access from California Road to the shipping and receiving area, a proposed addition, as well as to adjust the fact that right now they have a single entry point off the top of the drive to the site. So if there's ever an emergency, fire or otherwise, there's only one access point in and out of the site. So this would allow them to address that as well. Another concern is pedestrian and employee traffic, crossing the parking lot. Right now, given the truck traffic on the parcel, pedestrians are crossing lanes where trucks are using them as well. So it's there's a few things at play there in terms of wanting to address those features of the site.
Gentlemen, Alan.
Nothing.
I'm glad you're expanding in Orchard Park.
I would echo that.
No. Okay.
If we could ask, if we're looking for some input from the board prior to any other additional submissions here, but we are aware of the fact that there's a parking or a setback requirement for residential properties. And we have residential neighbors to the north of our property. Our existing parking is within that setback, so we plan to request a variance for being extending the parking and matching the existing volume of the parking lot. We already discussed the access drive to California. The other topic that's in play here is the parcel does, we had a wetland delineation done by Earth Dimensions that was indicated there's four wetlands, two of which are potentially non-jurisdictional. We're still waiting for that determination. So in terms of submittals and review periods, which we conferred with Recom a time or two already, so as that develops, are there contingent approvals that can happen? I'm kind of going to speak to the project timeline if need be, but we just want to understand the review process, because we very well may not have that back from the Army Corps prior to the meetings in the coming months.
It was submitted for their determination back in
March. Yeah.
Just to clarify.
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Oh,
sorry. Today is just concept review.
We understand.
Just the general review and observation in terms of going down the road. If there's some engineering issues that have to be worked out on the advice of the engineering department, we can, the board can approve addition on the advice of the engineering department. Is that what you're asking?
We're looking to understand that there could be conditional approvals, knowing that we're going through a process with the Army Corps.
Okay.
And we can't force their hand to
make it. I can say that they can make a condition approval, whether they will to this board.
And on that topic, engineering does not issue conditional approval if all are done. Because past practice has been cumbersome, if you say it very publicly. So engineering, we would say that planning board, we're waiting on Army Corps, everything else is ready. If you feel comfortable moving forward doing a conditional pending engineer approval, but you need engineer approval for town code to go to the town board for their approval so that you can submit the paperwork for your building permit to build. That's how we'll proceed. And I have worked with CMS engineers that they're going to be submitting this. Nothing has been submitted yet. Planning, so I'm assuming they're going to be dropping off tomorrow.
Monday is the deadline?
Get in as soon as possible.
Okay.
There's a ton of projects ahead of you right now. Six major subdivisions and a number of workshops. And I'm only one person. Also, engineering, we made recommendations for the made reference to buffering to the north of the residence, we recommend put a stockade fence along that property line. You begin to stagger it to keep their existing trees. Don't kill the old oak tree, just stagger it, like zigzag it, for screening. Because we've learned from other projects, trees don't stay up before they pull down and then they get them wide open. A stockade fence blocks the headlights year round. We recommend putting up a 6-foot stockade fence along that road crossing.
How long is that?
Oh, we're about to go. It's under 2,000 feet, but it's up there between 1,500 and 2,000 feet.
So the short answer to your question is maybe.
So is that fence line going, could that be along the existing parking lot line, which is inside the, what's called the buffer or?
You need space for snow storage to be near your property line, not next to the parking lot. You can bring it with your snow.
Correct.
So you can't put it next to your parking lot. And if you put it within 10 or 20 feet of the parking lot, it's going to get screwed up and fall off of the snow. But we tend to get 7, 8 feet of snow without our river basin every week. So we are in, we're just going along the property. Then also the neighbors, the residents that aren't having to see it, oh, you're doing something in relation to the PR.
Okay.
I think the good news in terms of the snow is as we had the meteorologist of the Weather Service, doctor talked to us about a year ago, and he was saying that the pattern is such that in not too long, it's going to change from light snow to light rain. but that's sort of down the road. Essentially, you know, I think it sounds like folks here are supporting the project, but they're reducing.
We want to introduce the project to the board and let you know what's forthcoming. And then, just lastly, the parcels that the expansion of the parking is happening on are, my understanding is that Eden's legal team is in the process of merging those parcels and asking for them to be rezoned because there's split zone today. There's the industrial and an R3 zoning on those parts. So that is a separate request that would be happening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're sorry if you had to sit through the whole meeting.
Wait. Before we, I don't believe we approved the minutes before we close.
Oh my goodness, we did.
Yeah, so I just wanted to circle back around.
A reminder.
So if acceptable, I think we'll waive the reading of July and August minutes.
I second that motion.
And additionally, I make a motion to accept them as presented.
I second that motion.
Okay, vote on the first and two motions in favor of the reason, please say aye.
Aye.
In favor of approving that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.